I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A primary school in County Louth has been forced to send emails to government representatives detailing how under pressure the school is financially. And in this one instance, the school asked parents to ensure that students bring in their own toilet roll and their own hand towels to the school due to insufficient funding. Joining me now is Owen Dolan, principal of the Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas, and Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and spokesperson for finance. Pierce, we might start with yourself because you were raising this particular case in the Dáil. You might just tell us a bit more about it and the pressure that this particular school is under.
Yeah, this is a school in Mid Louth. It was also raised this evening in the Dáil by Rory O'Murphy, the local TD with the minister. And it's Darvern National School. It's a rural school with six teachers. And the principal has outlined to parents of the pupils that over the last 3 years, basically, that the costs of the school have been increasing and the grants that they get from the government haven't been able to keep pace, and things had reached such a crisis point that as of Monday they asked all of the pupils to take in toilet roll with them and a small personal hand towel. And that was just a realisation that there was no money left, that these are essential hygiene items, and that the school, as they said, was, you know, wasn't a request they ever wished to make, that they had been engaged with the department in relation to, you know, the financial service support unit within the department to see if they could get extra funding. They have other applications in relation to heating. Heating is a big cost in that school. It's an old school, over 80 years, and there's an outdated heating system, so the costs are going through the roof, literally. And yeah, that's the drastic situation that the school found itself in. And as of Monday, you know, pupils were asked to come to school with toilet roll, and it's the issue I raised with the Taoiseach today, because, you know, while it's unique to hear a kind of request like that, we're probably more familiar of hearing maybe parents being asked to contribute the €2 or the €10, but €2 and €10 are for toilet roll and for heating and other essentials. I think when it's actually stated in black and white to parents, you know, that can you ask your young 5-year-old or 10-year-old to come in with a roll of toilet paper, I think it just probably shines, you know, how underfunded our schools have been over the last number of years, and have left these schools at the mercy of fundraising and cake sales and all of the different type of fundraising activities. And there's only so much that can stretch in any given time.
Yeah, and I'd imagine it was quite an annoyance to parents as well, because we all know about the, you know, the voluntary fees that aren't really voluntary and the voluntary contributions that in some cases can be, you know, €100 or more. So to then get that call from the school to say, we need you to chip in for the very basics.
Yeah, and Rory outlined that today in the Dáil again, you know, because these parents are already covering, you know, all the printing costs in the school, all the photocopying costs in the school. These are, you know, we talk about free education, but the reality is it's not, because there's additional costs. There was an issue with the door of the school where the intercom had to be replaced again. It was the parents that had to cover the cost of this year. But parents are already doing that any type of extracurricular activity in schools right across the state. It's parents that have to put their hands in their pockets in relation to, you know, those type of trips out to the library or out to, you know, whether it's drama or so on. So there's always these additional costs. But look, I don't think in the year of 2025, when we boast about surpluses of €8.4 billion, that we have allowed, or the government have allowed, our schools to be so underfunded in the last couple of years that parents were told to bring toilet roll into class with them. Mm-hmm. You know, I can remember my father, God rest him, telling me in back in the day, you know, they would have to go to school with a bit of turf under their arm. Mm-hmm. You know, thinking that in today's world that children were literally asked to take in toilet paper. And, you know, I don't think the principal wanted to write that letter, but we've heard of other principals. We've talked about, you know, we've heard principals saying the school may not be able to stay open because of an issue of funding. And today the minister did acknowledge that capitation grant has been far too slow coming. But the problem here is any increase that was announced in the budget isn't happening until next year. So these schools still have a situation where they still have to make their schools function. They still have to make it work. And if there's no money there, then, you know, you can't take blood from a stone.
Yeah, one texter agreeing with you here, saying bringing toilet paper into school, it's like something from the 60s. Because on that point, I suppose, what did the Taoiseach have to say? The capitation grant is going up, isn't it? But it's actually into next year. So you sort of have this interregnum period where COVID funding is gone, but the actual funding that is coming and will be increased sort of won't come for the next year. So they're in the lurch a little bit.
That's exactly it. And, like, you know, as the school talked about to the parents, that they hoped that this was a temporary issue. But some schools can't wait till next year, and this school can't wait till next year. And that's why there's supposed to be a system there through the Financial Service Support Unit, which can direct the department to provide additional funding to schools. And that's really what was needed. We've been pointing out to government for the last number of years that the capitation grant was far, far too low. And in fairness, they acknowledge that today. Like, they do acknowledge that they didn't fund schools properly, but now they have to do something. And, you know, next year is too far away for schools. So there has to be a real look at the spiraling costs. And some of this, as I say, is down to the fact that, you know, other applications, for example, to replace the heating system hasn't been granted yet. And therefore, the costs are just, this still tells me that the costs have doubled for their electricity costs over the past year. And, you know, and that's, if you've got costs that are spiraling out of control like that there, then, you know, how do you stretch everything else? What do you prioritise? You know, you can't ask the kids to come in with a litre of oil. And that's the decision that they've had to ask, you know, the kids in this instance to come in with the basic hygiene and necessities in this day and age. And I think it's absolutely disgraceful. And parents are livid. The parents who got this letter are absolutely annoyed that this is the situation that their children are in today's Ireland.
Yeah. Also on the line is Owen Dolan. He's the principal of Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas. Owen, have you gotten to this kind of a state, or do you recognise many of the pressures that this school in Louth is talking about?
I haven't quite got to that stage, but it's not surprising. Like, you only have to speak to other schools in the area, or even my own school, and the financial pressures that schools are under is incredible, particularly deaf schools, because they, you know, there's no way around saying it, they don't have the same fundraising options as other schools might have in areas where maybe there's not the same economic disadvantage. So, like, I've worked in schools where we've had to ask children to bring in coats to wear during the whole school day because we can't keep the heating on. In my own school, light and heat cost €40,000 a year. IT, to keep IT going in the school, and that's, we only have 50 iPads for 500 pupils in the school in this day and age, when we're talking about making the children more IT literate. That's, you know, we could be €30,000-40,000 just to keep whiteboards in every classroom, upgrading laptops, PCs. And, you know, I know many schools where, you know, they have to turn the heating off at a certain time. It doesn't matter what the temperature is outside, because that's all they can afford. So I'm not surprised that this school has had to do it. In my own school, we have to ration the paper with the teachers. Now, there's an environmental good from that as well, but, you know, that's the stage that schools have got to. And all the department will do is give you your grant slightly earlier, but that's just pushing the problem down the road.
Yeah, do you get the grants at kind of interspersed times of the year? Like, how does that actually work? Do you get a certain amount a month, or do you get it over the year, like for actual budgeting?
It's unpredictable at what month you might get your grant in. You might be told it's coming in November, and then in December still be waiting on it. And, you know, boards of management have wages to pay, of whether it be cleaning wages and stuff like that. And even if we go to, like, there's lots of schools in my area who their caretaking allowance based on the ancillary grant is 2 hours a day. Now, I don't know how you could have a caretaker in your school for 2 hours a day. Like, you know, because you need a caretaker there at all times during the day. And, like, you only have to look, the Minister for Education has changed again. That will show you how much of a priority education is to this government.
Yeah.
And, like I'm on a board of another school in the area as well as my own school. And we would say, I'd say, spend 50% of our time at each board meeting talking about finances. And that's, we really should be talking about teaching and learning for the children and not finances. In my own school, we actually have had to, when we're going to school matches, we can only take a small minibus. So we can only take, if we're going to a GA match, we can only take 15 children with us. So we can take no subs, because if we were to go for the extra bus, it costs us too much. It cost us €10,000 last year just for different matches, trips. Now, some of that we're able to recoup from parents, but we're constantly putting our hand out to parents. We're constantly asking for fundraising ideas. We recently did fundraising to get new school jerseys, and we had a little bit extra left over, and the parents' association were delighted. And I had to tell them, we already have that money spent because we're in a deficit. So, like, it's just, we're constantly going back looking to parents for the money for basic things that should be provided. Like, no school is getting enough money to cover the light and heat in the school at the moment.
Yeah. One texter on wondering, is this a case of schools are badly managed more than they don't receive enough funding? You have teachers running schools when what you need are business professionals.
I find many boards of management schools have business professionals on them, and we're lucky to have them business professionals on them. But I'd like anyone to come in to look at my own school or look at any other schools and see how we can run them better. You know, like, for instance, where you know, most schools have ASD classes in it, or, you know, are being encouraged for inclusive education. But with that comes buying resources to help the children get the most out of their education. They all cost money, and you're not given enough in any grants to cover what you need to get in a school. And that's just the basic. Like, I'd encourage anybody from the private industry to come into a school and to see how difficult it is to manage the finances. Like, we went back and we reviewed all our finances of our school, and we could not see. We were trying to see where we could make cuts, but where do you make the cuts? Like, do you have less cleaning time in the school? Do you have less cleaning products in the school? Absolutely, you can make some small gains there, but at the end of the day, like, anything that's purchased in schools is for the benefit of the children.
Yeah, it's hard to make it all balance at the end of the day. Like you say, Owen Dolan, principal of the Mother of Divine Grace National School in Finglas, and before him, Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin TD, and Donegal spokesperson on finance, and loads of you getting in touch about that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.